John Walden here. Let's look at the third Psalm now. Open your Bible to it if it's handy. Otherwise, look it up and read it after you're through listening. Psalm 3 is the morning hymn, as Psalm 4 is an evening hymn. Psalm 3 begins with the heading, A Psalm of David When He Fled from Absalom, His Son. Now, these headings are inspired, and in the Hebrew Bible, they form the first verse of the Psalms. The third Psalm has 9 verses in the Hebrew language in which it was written, because this heading is really a part of the Psalm. Now, if you remember the story of David, when his son Absalom tried to kill him, you will remember that David was in pretty serious circumstances. He was terribly disturbed over this. His own son was trying to kill him and take the kingdom away from him. So he says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. This was written in a very sorrowful time. You've had a few times like this yourself, haven't you? We all feel this way at times. We wonder if there is any hope for us. We wonder to whom we can turn. Well, the answer is in the first word of the psalm, Lord. Now this word Lord is the same as the word Jehovah. It means the Savior God, the covenant-keeping God, the God who cared enough about the children of Israel when they were slaves down in Egypt that he sent Moses to them and he said, tell them that Jehovah has said this, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that for you. No strings attached. He simply said, I'm going to save you, and he did. Now, we know this same Lord. We call him by his earthly name, Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. We can go to him with everything. Now, if he is your Lord, if he is your Savior and the Lord of your life, you certainly ought to tell him everything that troubles you. Don't carry these loads yourself. Go to the Lord daily. Cast all your care upon Him. And if you've never yet trusted Him, and you're beginning to feel that your troubles are too much for you, remember that the Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Remember that He died for you because He wanted you to be His own. And no matter who rises up against you, we're told in the 8th chapter of Romans, if God be for us, who can be against us? And He is for all those who put their trust in Him. In the second verse, he says, Many are they which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. And there are people who say this, and our own evil thoughts will say it. You know, our Lord Jesus was taunted on the cross in this same way. They said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he's the Son of God, let God deliver him now. So he understands you. There is help for us in God. There is help. There's more than help. There is salvation. The Lord doesn't just help save us. He takes over our responsibilities. And so if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus yet, if you've never accepted Him as your Savior, then you'll find all that you need in Christ if you'll trust Him right now. And if you have accepted the Lord Jesus, whatever you need in the way of daily help, you'll find it in the Lord. There is no other place to turn for help. Vain is the help of man, we're told in another place. Now this verse ends with a Selah. And the Selah, as I mentioned in our former study, is a word which means stop a minute here, pause a minute, and think about what we've just said. Think about this a little bit. There is help for you in God. Now in the third verse, he looks back on the past mercies of God, and they are of two kinds, negative and positive. First of all, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. What is a shield? Well, in the days of hand-to-hand combat, when they used swords and so on, they used a shield to protect themselves. So the Lord is my protector. He will keep me from all the things that harm me. I can expect protection from Him. And when we trust the Lord Jesus, we are protected from the wrath to come. We are protected from the devil. We're even protected from ourselves and our own foolish ways. But He is more than that. He is my glory and the lifter up of my head. That's the positive side of it. Anything that you need, God will give it. He is the one in whom you can boast or glory, the one in whom you can trust so fully that you say, He'll hold my head up. When I can't do it myself, I can always count on Him. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. Selah. Now our part is to cry, that is to pray, and His part is to hear. If you do your part, you can count on Him doing His part. That is, if you're a believer. If you're not a believer, there's no use for you to start praying about other things, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you certainly can cry to Him in your distress, in your need as a sinner, and be sure that He will save you. Not that we're to pray for salvation, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He heard me out of His holy hill. This is Zion, of course, in the Old Testament. God's temple was placed upon Zion in Jerusalem, but the Lord Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father, and He can hear us. We don't need a telephone line. There's nothing like prayer. It's wonderful to be able to speak to the Lord, even if we don't speak out loud, and know that He hears us. And this ends with another Selah. Now, isn't that something to stop and think about? The next verse says, I laid me down and slept. Now, he had just been terribly distressed. Of course, the actual occasion of the writing this, David had to sleep out in the open field. He had to hide away from his son and the army that he had gathered together. But David was able to lie down and sleep. Why? Why, because he trusted God. Don't take your troubles to bed with you. 1 Peter 5:7 says to a Christian, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And if you turn to Him in real trustfulness, you'll be at peace. Well, the circumstances haven't changed, understand. The circumstances are still bad. But he said, I can lie down and sleep now, and I'm going to awake too. And he did awake. And believers are all sure that we're going to awake. We may not awaken here on this earth. Maybe we'll awaken in heaven. But we know that we're going to awake in the presence of God, and we shall be satisfied when we awake in His likeness. On the 16th of Luke, we have the story of a rich man who died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. I'd hate to think that any of you who are listening might wake up in hell. Oh, get this matter settled, so that you can sleep in peace, not the sleep of an aspirin tablet. And Satan loves to use things to put people back to sleep. He says, oh, don't worry, you've been baptized, you belong to the church, you've done this, you've done that, you'll make it all right. Not that kind of rest, but the rest that comes from trusting the Lord Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, you see, in verse 6, he still has plenty of troubles. I will not be afraid, though. Isn't that wonderful, not to be afraid, even though there are 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Now, this 10,000s is in the plural. I don't know how many 10,000s, but if you had a few 10,000s, you'd have a million, wouldn't you? Well, that's all right. I'll not be afraid of 10,000s of people. There's a lovely verse in the psalm that says, I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid. But in the same psalm, there's another statement that says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. So, if you're already afraid, take your fears to the Lord, because He can take your fears away. In 1 John 4:18, He says that His perfect love, not our perfect love, but His, God's perfect love casts out fear. This is a wonderful thing, to have the fears removed from your life, not because there aren't dangers, but because we have a Savior. And so he prays, arise, O Lord, save me, my God, for thou hast smitten all thine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Now a Christian has three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we can trust the Lord about all of them. If you happen to be an unbeliever, you're your own worst enemy, because you're rejecting the Savior. And there is judgment ahead for God's enemies, don't forget that. The best thing you can do is to surrender. Run up the white flag. Acknowledge to the Lord that you've been in rebellion against Him. And then you can say, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. There is no salvation in any other, Acts 4 and 12 tells us, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we might be saved. Now you have to receive God's salvation. You can't earn it. You can't do anything to merit it at all. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. And salvation comes from the Lord. In fact, the Lord Jesus himself is our salvation. The word Jesus, the name Jesus, means Savior. And he says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. God has many blessings, and they're varied, and they're all for his people. Don't get to thinking only of temporal things. God does give us many mercies here in this life. But our blessings, according to Ephesians 1, are spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. God has given us all we need in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may be poor here, you may have problems and trials and sickness here, but you're very rich when you're blessed in the Lord. And so the whole psalm ends again with this lovely Selah. Think this over. God is willing to bless you. Isn't this a lovely morning hymn? I pray that all of you young people who are listening will come to the Lord in the morning of your life, while it's still morning in your life's expanse. Don't wait for old age before you trust the Lord, because you could have a happy life in fellowship with himself. Are you one of his own? If you're not, why don't you trust him just now? Why don't you believe in him and accept his salvation as a free gift? And if you are one of his own, why be troubled? What do you have to be distressed about when the Lord can take care of you? Let's thank him, shall we? Our Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we thank thee for thy love and mercy to us. We thank thee that thou hast given thy Son to die for us. We thank thee that he lives to care for us, and that thou hast blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Bless thy word to us, we pray, in his name. Amen.